Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders.
It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock, my computer said. We're going to be bridging some wisdom tonight. I've got a special person visiting me all the way from New York, and I'll let him take it from here. I'm very hoarse with laryngitis, so I'm going to be talking in and out, but mostly...
Michael Goger will be talking. If you'd like to talk to us, we're going to discuss, what we're going to discuss today.
We never prepare for our shows.
We never prepare, do we?
No, we don't.
We're like Lucy and Desi Arnaz.
I know.
Wow, we come in at the last minute.
Yeah, we were big.
And we pull it off.
Yeah, well, it's because it's spirit-led.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, anybody that knows me knows that I was with BBS for, oh, geez, 6-7 years.
Your inner thoughts.
Yeah. Inner thoughts, all kinds of different shows. BBS is the greatest radio, internet radio station on the planet.
Yeah, man.
They're telling you the truth. There's aliens out there. Yeah. The government's down with it.
What'd you just hear on a tape of mine? I was channeling or something. Yeah,
they're working on androids and they're working with the aliens.
How do you know this?
And we're getting this, we're deciphering our own channel codes.
Well, I was going to ask you, because I'm real low in my voice, so yours is real strong, so we're medium ourselves.
I never did it this way.
Well, no, I can't talk loud.
Okay.
Okay, there.
So I got to talk like this?
No. Listen, I wanted to ask you, let me give y'all a rundown on what we just discovered about maybe 2 hours ago. I found some little miniature cassette tapes, and it was called Entrance. And we just now listened to it, and I was talking like I was from a star, and I had seen my star. And I was up. You take it from here.
Yeah, I'll do it for you. Okay. We found Tassie records herself while she was sleeping.
A lot of times.
Since 1990, and I am a clairaudient and clairsentient, and I hear in between words. I'm a code breaker.
Yeah, I call him Nashika.
Nashika means code breaker.
And I've been called Shinoya, and it came out in that tape that was 1991-92.
Yep.
And before that, prior, we listened to a tape that... Well, you know, Michael is staying here from New York. He says, I talk in my sleep constantly.
Yeah.
And so I always have a handheld tape recorder usually with me, and I decipher whatever. But for some reason, I get the messages, but Michael's been decoding them.
I'm very good at listening between the lines. In other words, when you talk to me, when people talk to you, it's what's in between the words. Is what you want to
like
hear.
That.
Right.
But anyway.
And I got the ability to pick up on these things. And she has tapes that are no doubt channeled spirit information. And it's about to, it goes back to 1990, folks.
1991.
And all her channeled information is about the government working with aliens to make androids.
I didn't know that, though.
And a fuel that has a need that only they know
it has
about.
To do with sunflower oil.
It's going to come out of sunflowers. They found something in plants. And they're also working on androids.
What is an android? I don't know. I thought that was a telephone.
No, an android is an automated entity. It's automated. It was created mechanically, hydraulically.
Are they body snatchers? I don't know.
No, they're not body snatchers. We'll use them for slaves or warriors or get rid of Democrats, maybe.
There was no Democrats on that, but I said there was no Democrat or Republican.
Yeah. And these tapes are phenomenal. They go back. She's 1990, and she's talking to Ben Franklin. It goes all the way back to the beginning of our government.
I know, and I even give street names.
Yep. Our government has known about aliens since the beginning of the United States of America. And they're working closely with them.
They must be working closely with me. Well, no, I came from that star, remember?
Yeah.
I said I can see that star.
If you people heard these tapes, we'd probably get, kidnapped, maybe?
I don't know. I'm not going to play it. But I did. What's so weird is when I made the tape, I took a red permanent ink marker and put my fingerprint on it.
Yep.
See it?
Yep.
Good. I don't know why I did that.
Good.
See, I did it on both all the sides.
Good.
Yeah, put my fingerprints on it.
Good. And there, from what we were understanding, there's going to be a war over this energy that.
But it's not going to be a war that hurts people. It's just going to be peace.
Yeah.
I keep seeing peace.
Yeah, they're trying. I really do believe that they're trying to help us, but the government is capitalists.
Are they? What's that mean?
Our country's based on capitalism.
What, like, you mean like capital gain, like
no.
money?
Capitalism is the system of making and spending and expanding money.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That star thing you were explaining to
me. So, and capitalism is the spirit of Satanism. So.
Whoa.
I think the whole country's confused and being brainwashed and programmed. That's my opinion on it.
But what about these tapes? That don't sound brainwashed.
No, you're channeling. They're giving you messages to give us.
Oh.
To help us. This woman is another Edgar Cayce.
I just don't tell anybody.
I've been
but now it's out of the closet. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
It might as well. I've got tapes, 100 billion tapes and drawings, my drawings.
Mm-hmm.
You can see inside of them. They tell stories.
Yeah, they tell stories. All her artwork is cryptic and in code. And also,
but I can't decipher any of it. I just do it. It's taken Michael coming to hear from me.
Sleeping with her for 3 days.
But we've only kissed with our lips shut.
I'm supposed to be a lover.
I can't help it.
That's my image.
I'm going to tell the truth.
I'm from New York.
But that's the truth. Because I've been very sick.
Yeah, she hasn't been feeling well, and that's why I'm here. But what we're talking about is real. I've been sleeping with her for 4 days.
Beside me.
Beside her.
Thank you.
And I watched myself. I'm a gentleman. But she talks nonstop in her sleep. And I listened to all of it, and the only thing I can compare her to is Edgar Cayce. And it's all based on a United States history.
I got it rewound. Let me play some of it.
I don't know if
the first part. I'm going to play the first part.
We're going to give you a sample of it.
Okay, I hope it picks up. I'm not sure if it will.
Aliens exist, people. They're out there.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
On the silver paper and on the rock from my dad's hospital.
That's enough.
That's what it sounds like when she's talking in her sleep, but then it goes otherworldly. And it goes into codes and cryptic this and cryptic that and numbers and all the way back to the Truman. This started when Truman was in office. We knew about aliens when Truman was in office. And they kept it from us.
Tell them how we got it through the Google search and those numbers.
Yeah.
But I gave out number codes.
We did our research, people, and we've been sitting here for hours researching every little word she said, and it all adds up to the United States government.
Here's what it was.
Wanting to stay
it was
in code.
Control. It says code equal 1P9, and then the word Android, whatever that Android is.
We have androids walking among us now.
I still don't know what that means, but you'll tell me, I'm sure.
It's a robot.
Okay.
A robot that's almost human.
Okay. I saw on BBS Radio, I listened on BBS Radio, somebody said that now I'm connecting it because I remember hearing androids have human rights.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I thought that that was like your cell phone up promise.
No, that's what that girl said to me. Yeah, they're giving them human feelings and rights.
But remember, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when I go up in my meditations, I go to Father and Mother. It's a spaceship. And they said that they were here to learn about feelings.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But they don't understand feelings.
No, that's she said they're trying to create them.
And she is me, channel, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I got to understand.
She's talking through you.
Okay.
And she said that they found a way through plants.
Just say
emotions.
So that doesn't confuse them with a she. Just say.
The voice speaking through you.
Right.
The voice speaking through her said that there is a. It started with. Truman was working with it and he started it.
Sorry, I'm trying to find something on this tape. Go ahead, Michael.
And it's very interesting. We're going to do a lot more research this, and we're going to tape every time we go to bed. We might have to turn it off a couple of times.
Would you say I was preoccupied with my
we're not. That's another channel, man.
Oh, no.
But
Don might know.
We're going to make hundreds of these tapes if I'm here long enough.
I've got hundreds.
Do you?
Yeah, I already have hundreds of tapes. I've got a whole I'll talk to them. Go back in that yellow room and look in that basket.
Oh, my God.
Just go back there and look in that basket.
You're shitting me.
No, go back and look in that basket.
How far back?
Just into the back room, that yellow room that's got shit everywhere.
What year did you start doing that?
When I was about when I could talk and when the tape recorder came out.
1950s.
I don't know when the tape recorder came out. It's that little tape recorder you found on the floor. Yeah. And I said, and it looks like an antique.
Yeah.
That long.
Wow.
These are big tapes.
Let me go look.
Okay.
Tell the folks hi.
Anyway, it's really great to have Michael here with me. We've never met, and we've known each other for 7 years. We've worked together very intensely, especially telepathically. We were together in chat, Yahoo chat, back in 2006 or 7, and we lost touch with one another, but we continued to stay together because we worked together teaching for 3 and 4 hours a day or night, and we have worked together telepathically ever since, and then we got back together finding one another about a year and a half ago, and he came down. I'm very sick, but I'll be all right, believe me, but he came to visit, and what did you just see, Michael?
Wow.
Well, how many are there? And that's not all. The whole garage is all those boxes.
Oh, my God.
I've got to take, I tape myself every night.
We need a team of scientists to do it.
I know. I'm already, what I tell the pharmacist yesterday, I was doing with my brain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm dedicating my brain to science when I die.
In the tape, she said she was a walk-in.
And, I don't know what that means.
And she was being lifted into something that looked like a pyramid.
Wow.
And from what I understood, folks, China is like neck and neck with us. And if they get it first, we're going to have problems.
But I think China, to me, China's working with us.
Right now they are.
Yeah, I see in my visions and sleep, though, that everybody has peace, and it started on the 23rd of May.
Yeah.
And it's just, everybody goes, wait a minute, we all need the piece to the puzzle. And so everybody comes together, and remember there's 7 on a panel. Remember that?
Yep. It said there was 7 on the craft.
And it says 1 of 7 of the god and goddesses change.
Had the key.
But what? Tell about the key. When you first got here, my mama dreamed that she gave my Aunt Rusty, which is a prophetic teacher that goes to Israel and everywhere trying to get the Jews to understand that the Christians worship a Jew, and she goes all over She's just profound. Her name is Frieda Lily Rose Ministries, and she has so much out there about what's going on with, you know, the religious part aspect. And also, my mom dreamed a long time ago. She gave Aunt Rusty a key. And then a couple of years ago, Mama goes, well, I dreamed that I took the key from Rusty, which is Frieda Lily Rose, and gave it to you, Kathy. And so right the day when Michael got here, the first thing I tell him is about that.
Yeah.
And then last night, or night before last, I couldn't sleep, which I get up whenever I'm told to, and if it's spiritual, and I opened up this Bible Wheel book I've got, or what's it called, Michael?
Bible Wheel.
Okay, and I opened directly to the hands, yin and yod, or whatever, yin, which is, it's in my, if you want to search it out, it's internet-teacher.com/bridging-wisdom. I've started placing things in there because I don't know how to undecipher. I've got so much information, I don't know where to put it. And I'm a, just a,
that's what
know,
I'm here for.
Yeah, so.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Oh, in the prop.
And then I couldn't find I changed the locks to my house. I haven't been able to find the keys. Michael goes, they said it's in the grandmother clock. We opened up the bottom of the grandmother clock, and there was the key that my mother gave me that looks just like the key in that Bible wheel. I said, that's, and ironically, at the 1st of May, the last of April, I have this great big huge angel that's so big. You can't hardly lift it. Uncle Ronnie, Mama's little youngest brother, gave me, and I had the key in that. I had it laying in that. Well, I stubbed my toe on that angel, and that's when I felt like I had locked the devil down for 10,000 years. And I mean, I walked all the way through it and made my yard like an Adam and Eve, which you've walked around and seen.
Yeah.
People are leaving black feathers sticking straight up on the sides of my house.
Amazing.
And around my areas, they don't step in the territory, but these feathers are sticking straight up three at a time. Or,
aliens did that.
I don't know. I think aliens. I see it as a blessing, though.
Aliens did it. There was no way those feathers stuck like that. Folks, everything you feel from this woman is a real thing. I've been here for 3 days, and I'm like, every day is... Right up to this broadcast, if the whole day was geared around training me and Tassie to do this broadcast.
And then inside he found that key where you would, it doesn't have any guts to it, so the grandmother clock doesn't work. But right above at the top, I said, "What's that little gray thing?" Sure enough, there was the keys in there to the house.
Yep, just like her grandmother told me. She called me a dummy, but it was all right. Michael is a little dumb one. He's just Michael.
Oh, you were right. I mean, it's just interesting. I'm just, I've been sleeping most of the time, being sick.
Nursing you.
Yeah, and he's cleaning my house. Like, it looks like some house that would be in a, for sale.
Shining. You should see your kitchen. Shine.
It's amazing.
That's my Tassie.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a lot of research because I've been looking through her artwork.
I'm not supposed to play this. I keep getting...
Yeah, we're going to get kidnapped by
someone. No, we're not.
The Democrats are going to get
no.
us.
Don't.
Well, you heard what the voice said. The voice said a female Republican will release the information.
And then we got it from Canada or somebody.
Yeah, and Canada's involved. And they're using the postal code.
That... I could be just dreaming, though.
No, those weren't
that
dreams.
That scare me.
That wasn't even you talking.
Okay.
It wasn't your voice. I'm clear audience.
I know you are. I don't understand it. And then I get a cryptology thing. Remember?
Yeah.
The codes to cryptology.
You got cryptology.
What is cryptology?
It's codes.
Yeah, that's what it... Right there.
But why are you putting it in your artwork for 20 years?
I don't know. I even did the black bird guitar.
Yeah. There's definitely something going on.
Should we play the first part of this thing that we found?
If you can, these are the Android makers. They are already working on them.
We found three things. I'm going to play the first piece. I get these code words. This was the Nutica or something like that. And I Google searched Nutica or something like that. Nutica. And this is, it came up with Easy Cipher Tools for Cryptology Lectures.
Yep.
I'm going to just play a piece of it.
Go ahead.
So, welcome to this talk. If it's successful, I hope it to be part of a series called The History of Maths and X. In this case, X is cryptography. I'm going to talk about substitution ciphers from the ancient world to the Renaissance in Europe. Right, here's a quote from Simon Singh's code book. This is a very good book if you're interested in this topic. The history of codes and ciphers is the story of the centuries-old battle between code makers and code breakers, an intellectual arms race that has had a dramatic effect on the course of history.
Wow.
Sounds very, very dramatic.
That's
weird.
Yeah,
right, here we are then. Hypothetical scenario. Imagine you keep sending secret messages to your trusted generals, but the enemy seems to know all your plans before you realize them. Are messengers being intercepted on the way? Is one of your messengers a double agent passing your secrets to the enemy? Okay? You're planning a coordinated surprise attack, and you must tell your generals without the enemy discovering your plans. They can't know about your surprise attack. How can you get the message to them so that it can't be read by interceptors? So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about cipher cryptography.
Listen between the lines.
Wait a minute. I just got to say, I can't even decipher what I say or do. It's all in drawings.
Yeah, but you hear what he said? He goes, how do you tell your people how do you tell your general without everybody else knowing it?
It's my drawings and my dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
By code breakers.
But I've always said, Nausicaa.
We were named by spirit.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
And it came from the star.
She was called Shinoya, and I was called Nausicaa.
Which means code breaker.
And we Googled it, and Nausicaa is a code breaker. And now I'm sitting here.
For the first time.
Breaking her codes.
Yeah.
So I think something's going on, folks.
Do you want me to play some more?
Nah, I'll do reading too if somebody wants to read.
Now we're on to teaching here.
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway, teaching. Remember that last one you just heard from Don at a DBS called, and I said, I can see my star through the tree.
Yeah.
And it was surrounded by other stars dancing around me.
Yeah, yeah. There were spaceships.
Or it could be the seven sisters. Which are those Orion's belt, which are Orion's in the middle. I don't know. I mean, it could be anything.
And then she said there was a pyramid that was floating. Had to be a ship. And they were showing you visions.
Okay, but remember, okay, I want to say, I wrote this thing a long time ago, and I never know what I'm writing, and it takes somebody to help me understand it. But this is called The Tree of Life, Effortless by Habit. We'll read the first part of it. It's one of God's wonderful creations. There is the tree of life, effortless by habit. Chapter 1 is evolving. Okay. Behold, in bewilderment, tree reaps with pride, empowered by its own master. What do you get out of that?
That there's no limit to what we're going to be able to do.
Housing its mother earth, bound to be established. It's bound to be established. So that's a new world, right?
They're creating new human beings.
But mother earth is bound to be established. That means she's going to be established again.
Yeah.
Seeds of within, which I keep getting drawing sunflowers, and I remember broadcasting the other week how the sunflower has the same DNA. And
yep.
Then we looked up that number, and it came to sunflowers again as some kind of electrical energy.
Yep, they found something in sunflowers.
And I draw the sunflower with fire as its petals, and inside of it were alien ships and stuff, which once we looked into the picture, because I draw and I don't think about what I'm drawing, I kind of go out there. Yep. Okay, seeds of within its own core travels grasp with fame.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Once you grasp it, you become all-knowing.
Wow. Okay, so vast through our nature's law, which what we're trying to do is alter nature. I don't know why, but...
embarkment on natural growth.
Now you can read it. Good, thank you. Because my voice hurts. What did you tell me that says?
It says cycles churn, for nature is tree. Reaping what to sow.
Okay.
Reproducing ways through germination, shelled within protections going within to its meat in each seed to the depths of knowledge of the soul.
Okay, I remember the other week I said that the sand dollar was the meat. Like our meat.
Yeah.
And that, what is it about the almighty dollar? You know, but yeah. The meat within each seed. What did you say the other day about that movie, The Pods?
The Pods, yeah.
What was the name of that movie?
Oh, that was Body Snatchers.
No, it wasn't. It was a cute little movie, and they came back young.
Oh.
So it's a little families. Yeah. And they did the pods, and they got a choice whether they wanted to go or not.
Oh, Cocoon.
Yeah.
Cocoon.
And what do I always talk about? I even drew a cocoon the other day.
Yeah.
About the, and I always call the master butterfly. And to me, that's rejuvenation, rebirth. And the butterfly, it secretes one drop of watery blood prior to its being able to have its wings dry. If you touch the butterfly before then, it surely dies. It's one of the only things on Earth. We saw tadpoles and stuff, too.
Yeah, tadpole. All her artwork is filled with cryptic...
You can turn it any which way.
Knowledge.
And you can turn it over and over and over and get all different messages in it.
Messages, numbers.
Do you guys remember, the active listening audience, remember those... funny papers or the comics where you stare through that picture and it turns into something and it looks like a bunch of blob. That's how I draw, and I don't know how I do it, but I do.
That's right.
Okay, what does that say?
Within to its me, each seed to the depths of knowledge, its whole.
The toll of
so
what?
We're gonna
the
be
toll of God's majestic reign.
We're going to become all knowing. That's where we're headed.
Everybody is.
They're making hybrids.
But I feel that we are, instead of pulling the octave higher, you know, to be enlightened, we're hearing it through this music.
Yep.
Because remember Uncle Ronnie's music, it was beyond bizarrely wild, perfectly crazy.
Yeah.
And also, I got that musical notes with my name.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
What did you decipher on that one? And I found, tell them I showed you a movie. And I walked in my dark, always turning the lights out, but they had me go look for a pyramid. Remember? And
yeah.
It was on that musical sheet with my name, Kathy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had all these planets lined up.
Yeah.
With musical notes.
With musical notes.
Mm-hmm.
And light and sound. Light and sound is everything. All our medicine, all our knowledge is going to be light and sound and mathematical equations. All our medicine, all our healings, we're going to be running. They're trying to help us, folks. Because they could have wiped us out when we lived in caves. And we had rocks to throw at them.
And remember this? Hold that right there.
Yep.
Get something out. It was when I had to resign from BBS for sabbatical. I put one of my drawings up and wrote it. And look at the trees; leaves all have people in them.
Yeah.
So there's something to do with this picture.
Yeah.
Every leaf, I use my fingerprint again.
Yeah.
Just like I did on that tape, I use a thumbprint.
Yeah.
And then I see pictures of people inside of the thumbprints.
Yeah.
So what is a thumbprint? Everybody's thumbprint and fingerprints are unique, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if that means...
Because
I keep thumbprinting everything. But it has to do with people's faces, and all my faces share eyes. There's three eyes with two faces.
Yeah.
So maybe that's us blending into something new.
Inside of musical notes.
Yeah.
So, folks, I really believe that we're on the verge of...
But I've been doing this since I was a little girl.
It's been going on since Truman.
Right.
That's what your channel said.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you talking, I'll go find that one on the tape.
Yeah.
Back there.
And
I'll be right back, everybody. Michael's going to take Preaching Wisdom while I go find that part on the tape, because I don't want to hear rewind, stop while we're broadcasting.
It said that it started with Truman during the war. The aliens contacted us then, and they knew it. And they've been working towards helping us, but they can only interfere in a certain way. They're not allowed to come right down and do it for us. They won't do it, and they're not allowed to do it. So, and man is unable to at this time to do it on their own. Just turn the news on if you need proof, and we'll read the newspaper. We're in a handbasket to hell if something don't change real quick.
I'm changing the world.
And they're using people like Tassie to get the message out there, very much like they did with Edgar Casey. And it was all about helping mankind. Remember when they told Edgar Casey don't only do a certain amount of readings, and he couldn't help himself because it was World War II, and he was doing like 12 a day. Well, that's probably what helped do him in. But they use people that are able to. I just walked into the middle of this. I'm only 3 days into my research. But this lady here, I got a feeling, is going to become, she's already world-renowned as far as I'm concerned, but I got a feeling she's going to be noted above and beyond, probably Edgar Casey even, because she's got boxes of channeled info, and she thought she was just dreaming. And I said, "Listen to these, Tassie. They're talking. They're naming presidents. They're predicting things. They're talking about pyramids, and you're being sucked into a pyramid, and you're floating. And they were showing you what they were doing, and they were making." Combination hybrid and android. They're going to use machine, human DNA, and they found a way of creating a much more powerful, all-knowing human being. And I believe that they're putting them into the population a little at a time. And also in the tape I heard, she said a female Republican president will confess, will announce it to the world. And I didn't really have much time to work with these tapes, but I'm going to be spending probably years listening to them if I don't disappear first. And I got a feeling the real Tassie Cook hasn't even been discovered yet. I really do. And I'm just a psychic. I'm a channel. I'm a medium. But I don't go looking for ancient knowledge. If it's given to me, I'm more of a bloodhound. You know? I look for things and I find them. And Patassi is... I don't know. I'm 55, and I never met anybody like her. And I've been in the field of metaphysics for 45 years. I was reading Rudolf Steiner when I was 8 years old. So I know what I'm talking about, folks. This woman is the next Edgar Casey.
Here, I found it. Okay. I had to rewind just to get this up so I could... You want to turn that fan off? Okay. I'm back, Kathy Cook. Kathy Yoko, Michael calls me Chassie, and this tape is, it'll tell you the date. I'm going to just play it through. It's only like 5 or 10 minutes. Wait just a second.
There's three of them, but it's in a building inside.
Listen.
I keep getting that name tickle or trickle. Like that.
Doesn't even sound like my voice.
It's not your voice. I'm an expert on voice.
And no,
voice.
No, stop.
We're on the 5 and 9.
In columns. There's columns inside.
Columns? Mm-hmm. Inside?
Yeah.
There's three big plants.
Now, we found out that the plants through that Google search were
organic plants.
Like back in the dinosaur days, going back to the beginning of the world.
You're messing with DNA.
But no, listen. Listen, it says plants, okay?
Yeah.
And dinosaur. Well, didn't the earth start with the dinosaur and the plants? And remember I told you that funny joke, what is a lesbian dinosaur today? I said, well, I'm like a bus.
You said.
Oh, we're on air. Okay, wait a minute.
This whole show is planned.
I know. Here we go, guys. Okay. But everything we do keeps coming involving that we've said every, like, yeah. 2 days later, it happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
shoppers.
Where do they make money?
Yep.
Okay, let's just listen and not say nothing.
Where do they make
money? And then we'll discuss it.
What?
Like, no, when you stop it, you push right there.
I'm tasting a mint.
The mint?
Yeah. But it said Franklin mint.
The eye on the money.
Oh, okay.
The eye on the money.
Oh.
That's what she's talking about.
Oh, my channel thing is talking about.
I'm seeing. It's June the 7th, middle of the night, 2008. I don't know what time it is. I was woken up to tell you this. But I was working late because I slept in.
I don't know what
I'm going to tell somebody something. Dream.
So I get my tape recorder.
I keep seeing a cobra, like a snake, that flares out his neck when the pipes played.
The pipes played?
It's a UFO.
Or either the pipe, you know, like a son of a
man. What does that have to do with anybody?
This is before he died. I mean, he just died, and he did the Beltane. And the Seven Sisters, and you know, we're even the young. And,
yeah.
And
that Bible's been written.
The Bible's been written.
Like the end of times.
A new Bible's been written, like the end of times.
It's called the Secret Something.
Secret Something.
Yeah. Something Secret Bible.
Something Secret Bible.
Yeah.
I'm asleep, man. I'm snoring.
I'm going to be taping you every night.
What'd I say?
Assets and debits.
Assets and debits.
Assets, credits, debits.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Bookkeeping.
Treasury.
They're going to get rid of capitalism.
Yeah.
The treasury.
What's next? I'm waiting so patiently.
Red October. Underneath.
I told you it was a submarine.
That's what I drew in that picture.
We see?
Yeah. In the sunflower.
Yeah.
You saw it underneath. The sun.
Yeah.
It was a
submarine.
A black guy, she said?
I said that when I was a black guy.
Washington.
And wait, George Washington did not tell
why. Chop down the cherry tree.
What is the cherry?
What does he have to do with anything?
Harry Truman.
And I see a newspaper spinning around real fast.
Wow.
What did Harry Truman's speech say?
Listen.
What was his speech? it's real old and it's black and white. One of the first things that came onto TV or something.
This is interesting.
October the 8th, 2008.
Watch the date. What happened?
10/28.
Yeah,
October the 8th. Okay, and then it should be. Well, that's the time. 10/28 Eastern Standard Time. Something happened. But is it AM or PM?
Washington.
When did bomb Japan?
Washington Post. Maybe Washington posted something then. Maybe we need to go to Washington Post and see October 8, 2008 at 10/28.
Yeah.
Stand by your man.
Stand by your man.
That is, in other words, the president. That's what I would see it as, is stand by Obama. Yeah. Stand by him because he's the man. Because he is the man. You know that song? Yeah. That's what I'm pulling out of it.
No, this ain't about Obama. This is about Truman.
No, Stand By Your Man. That's his song.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Commander-in-Chief.
Yeah, so it's just, I'm bouncing anyway on tape. Yeah. I'm just pulling things out. That's just what I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? The death.
Shot in the temple.
Who got Abraham Lincoln? Who got shot in the temple?
Lincoln and Kennedy.
Okay.
No, Kennedy was back in the head, in the neck.
The son of Ben.
The son of Ben.
Yeah, so somebody's son of Ben. Remember the Google search that guy, Ben Truman, or Troutman? Somebody Ben. No, that was Truman. Okay.
Ben Franklin. Franklin.
Maybe it's a street.
Is there a Franklin Street?
See?
Is there a Franklin? Is that the Franklin?
Well, my first grade teacher's name was Miss Franklin. Does that help?
Troutman.
Google Troutman. Ben Troutman. And see what he's into.
Okay.
Harry Potter.
That's magic, isn't it? Yep. Harry Potter does what?
Harry.
Remember how I always...
No.
Ghost.
Well, he could be a pottery. Ghost. Pottery. You know the movie Ghost? Harry and Potter? The pottery? You know the movie Ghost?
It's a portal.
There you go.
They know about a portal.
I know about a portal. That's my voice.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody channeling me. I always feel regular. Yeah. I just talk. If that was the case, I'd be out of my body every time I go to sleep and you're in there. Yeah.
Somebody's just talking through you.
No, I'm talking through me. I'm going out there and getting it and bringing it back.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody's talking through me. That's my voice. I don't think nobody can channel somebody unless you want them to.
And you can't do it.
I know, but it's my voice. You keep saying they and she.
Yeah.
That's me.
It's your body, yeah. But it's not you talking.
I think I use my higher self and I go out there and bring the information back. I don't think anybody's.
No, you're.
Because I have learned to leave myself and go out there.
Yeah.
I know that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I don't think anybody's coming through me.
No, that's what's happening.
Code red. What, I had a red alert the other week to the destination about the cult, remember?
Yeah.
Break the code. That I did, which was the healing with the and the cult holding there together. That's pretty interesting, Michael. You'll have to tell me more about that channel thing, because I don't really understand that.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. That must be me coming back to myself then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing myself Dad, granddaddy called me Ike for Ike Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
Daddy. Let's play down. So I'm coming back. They're giving me back my mind. Or whatever. I see what you're saying now. I didn't understand. You have to teach me. You gotta teach me. I don't want to think I've been body snatched.
You don't want body status.
Okay.
Somebody's using you for a telephone.
Oh, there. I understand
okay?
that.
That's what channel is. Okay.
Nobody will understand this too.
That's what she said?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh boy, is she right.
What's it say? Old-fashioned women, that thing in my ear.
Yeah.
That's just a fucking antenna. I keep playing it out.
Yeah.
And that's the old fontaine radio dial.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, listen.
I told you.
Wait a minute. Listen.
I told you.
To get the numbers.
I told you.
No, I don't know. I'm just learning.
Just learning. Been,
no, I don't. I can't decipher myself. Okay, well, Michael, I'm sorry. I forgot. We were totally, I didn't forget we were on radio, but Michael and I were discussing a little bit about this tape, and I don't understand quite what's going on, but I feel like if I mean, as soon as I fall asleep, and I fall asleep within minutes, right? But I do a meditation always, forever when I pray, and then I go out there. But I don't talk the whole time in my sleep, do I?
No, you're really talking quick. As soon as I can tell you fall asleep fast, and then you start talking. And then you stop, and then you...
That's why I'm stopping breathing. I'm out there. Because you said I had that apnea thing.
You definitely got apnea.
Maybe I'm disassociated and out there.
That could be, too.
Yeah.
But then she rolls over and then she really acts. I'm going to have to run around my underwear with a tape recorder.
We are getting to the root of the matter, though, because I've been doing this so long. And it's so wonderful and I feel so relieved that finally somebody understands me, because I have tape, because I knew I was waking myself up talking, but I still do that in my meditations too.
Yeah.
But you watched me sleep today, and you said the sleep is different than my sleep at night.
Your naps, you don't even
sleep. What do you think of that that video I made? And I was going, dick, take, dick, take, dick, take, and kept, you know, and went and got the jewelry and stuff, and then brought that picture, put the, it was a, what was that little earring? Remember I had that dream about the earrings that time?
Yeah.
And I said, the trees were covered in earrings, and I handed you the earrings.
Yeah.
I said, you take all the tree earrings. Here we're reading about the earring, the tree of life.
Yeah.
The tree and the earring, which is in my ear. Mm-hmm. Fine-tuned dialing.
Yeah.
That little thing that's in my ear.
Implants.
But that's the earring. And then I found that pyramid earring. Then I put it on all that musical note paper.
Yep.
Which I drew my name, and it looks like the clouds are blowing into a heart.
Yeah.
Which is one single rose, like a white rose.
Because you were describing, you were using your reference system to describe what you understood.
Okay.
So you seen the fine tuning of a radio dial.
Right. Okay. So. But in that picture of the sunflower, there's an alien ship.
No.
Okay, and then I'm just saying that dream I had like 6 months ago, and I called you and told you that I dreamed of a tree full of earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then here we're reading about the tree of life.
No.
Abbotlessly, one of God's majestic reigns, which is the tree.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that tape says, like a fine-tuned radio dial, and I've always used that as an analogy, that we have to get into that frequency to get messages and to really get in there, the channel. Channel and turning the radio dial. Channel.
That's why they call them channels.
Shut up. I didn't know. I just do it, you know. I have nobody talking to me anywhere in my world, inside or outside, except for strangers.
I'm the researcher. She's the artist. I'm the researcher.
Yeah, he wants me to go and have a test done on my brain.
Red October, and she's got a sunflower with a Chinese soldier in the middle of it. Talking about Red October, and it's not hard for me to understand.
I thought it was the movie Denzel Washington was in. It was for Red October.
Yeah, Red October. It was almost, it was a nuclear, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What does this have to do with the cryptic thing then?
Because they're keeping it away from us.
Okay, we got less than about 5 minutes. Let's wrap up and see what we talked about tonight. No, let's see what we've talked about now. Okay, you tell it. We're going to sum up what we've said.
We're
going to
sum up
because it's a timeline. We've got to always have a timeline.
You don't want me summing
it up. I do.
I'm a New Yorker.
Okay, look. What time is it?
Folks.
Okay, it's May the 31st, 2011 at 8 o'clock on www.bbsradio.com. Station 1, the archive, will be May the 31st, 2011. Bridging Wisdom, Kathy Cook, and with my host tonight is Michael Gober. Yes. Deciphering.
Deciphering what we were studying today.
Yeah, all my weird stuff.
Yeah.
It's not so weird, though, now. Yeah, people used to think I was crazy weird.
Enough. You're a walk-in. I told you were a walk-in. Abraham Lincoln was a walk-in. Benjamin Franklin was
Explain
a walk-in.
Explain to me what that means, though, Michael. I don't know.
It's a walk. A walk-in is where an advanced soul can occupy your body.
Where do I go? I'm right here.
That's the part I don't understand. I don't know if
let me explain what I do. I lay down and I stop my breathing. You saw my arm elevate, you said the other day.
Yeah, she was levitating.
I levitate my body as soon as I go to sleep.
It's interesting.
I just don't lift my butt, but my whole body goes up. And I feel like I'm getting the information. I call them father and mother, even though they're not really my father and mother. She always looks like the Statue of Liberty because she doesn't want to scare me how she looks really as an alien being. And I go up there. It's just a dream to me, but maybe, you know, y'all can take it what you want. But I use that as how I align myself, and I go higher and beyond the stars, and I shoot out there real fast. And then when I do that, I don't know what I do after that, but I go out there, I project my body, and I'm in it. Yep. So that means that I'm doing a vision quest, because if I was watching my body, that means it's a wish, want, or desire.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, give information about where they can find you and contact you. You're on vacation, then.
I'm on vacation, and I'm seriously considering retiring from radio permanently.
Because we have so much fun.
So this might be my last broadcast. Occasional appearance here or there.
Always on Bridge and Wisdom. You're always welcome.
Yeah, I'll be on Bridge and Wisdom. I love the Newsom Brothers, and BBS Radio was always the best internet radio station out there.
I definitely agree with that. There's a lot of changes going on, which is going to make it even more profound.
That's where I started.
They're the bridge. Yeah. They're the bridge right now, you know, like to the stars.
To the stars.
And we're going on in and fall forward. Yeah. Yeah, they're the bridge on the ship.
Yep. And anybody that does know me,
I'm just playing around.
I love yous, and I appreciate all the support everybody gave me in my...
That I didn't even know about.
How long did I do radio?
Oh, man. Michael, you started radio
15 years broadcasting.
You'll be back. We'll give you that.
I might
just
be
taking
back.
A sabbatical. Because I went off BBS for almost a year just to need, you know, much needed drawing art, you know, getting my messages. And sometimes it's really hard. Just like Allison Bachman, I pray she comes back. But she left because she had, it's like, you know, I don't know why she left, but I'm left. like she did, because I had to concentrate on my art and my channeling, as you now tell me what I'm doing. And I did a lot of, and now I've got all this information, and I just need people to help me understand it, but not silently and not through subliminal broadcast messages. I need to have communication. So if you're interested, anybody that's interested in helping me, I will expose anything I've got, but I cannot understand it. I'm just the messenger, basically.
Yeah.
And you can contact me at Kathy Cook, C-A-T-H-Y-C-O-O-K, at bridging-wisdom.com. Or you can call the station, BBS Radio, and they can give you my phone number if it's permitted or whatever. But I do know that it's on my profile page.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone, I'm just going to go on and give it out. It's already on my profile page. Mm-hmm. That's 704-906-3004. But, and but contradicts the sentence before, you leave a message. I'll get Michael to see if I should call you back or not, because it could be a prank. No, I'm just kidding.
She looks so sexy today.
Shut up.
She's glowing like a steel magnolia.
Oh, that's because we've had such a great time. Just holding hands and kissing with our mouths shut. With that, okay, we got, I always like to stop 5 minutes early so they can get the next show on.
Yeah, everybody, God bless you there, buddy.
We love you, and thank you for bearing with my blessed little cough that I've had so long that
I'm nursing her back.
We haven't even been anywhere or done anything except for going to Hills Haven, which you call Hillsdale.
I call it Hillsdale. Everybody here's got money, man.
And we've strolled down memory lane. But other than that, we're just chilling.
I'm just,
thank you, everybody. We love you to pieces and back. And we are over and out.
God bless you.